just we're not hitting at all cylinders. You know, we're hurting ourselves with negative yards plays and missed throws and turnovers at the wrong time and not being on the same page too many times. Whether I'm missing a throw or we're not in the spot I think we're going to be at, it's happening in the worst times. You know, when we have to play our best in those crunch times, we haven't been playing our best.
Bill Michaels Show continues. We are glad you're on board today. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousins. Cousins Subs. Thanks to Cousins Subs coming in today. We've been working with them a long time. We certainly appreciate it. Did a little video in here today and just saying thanks for their participation. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Always glad to get them. Man, it's always good to get Cousins Subs in the door today. Oh, man. Always good. The curds, the chips, everything that goes along with it, oh, it's always good to get Cousin Subs hot off the grill, and I highly recommend you do the same. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, thanks to our friends at Cousin Subs. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mike Clemens is here, and Mike, we hear there from Aaron Rodgers, but we were asking Paul Emig a little while ago. I can't stick my thumb right on it, but something just doesn't seem right offensively right now with this team.
Aaron Rodgers said three times during a 7-minute press conference, and I missed some throws. He's admitting he's missing throws. He's not talking about guys are running in the wrong place. He's just, you know, not getting the ball to where he wants to. He also said, and I've got to do a better job of getting the ball to Davante Adams. Which means, he's trying to throw on a third down to Equanimeous St. Brown, who has made some great catches, but he drops one in the sidelines, and he kicks himself and says, you know what, why are we not figuring out a way to get the ball into our, you know, he's still looking for Jordy Nelson out there. He's still looking for a clutch guy, and he doesn't know why he's not figuring out ways or why their offense is not figuring, you know, his offensive coordinator, Mike McCarthy, figuring out ways how to showcase him. Now, the Patriots came into the game feeling they were a little sluggish in offense, that their offense had become a little too predictable, because when they're playing the Bills, and the Bills, you know, can put up a pretty good defense at times, they have a horrible offense, but they're talking about three quarters through Monday Night Football, and it was a 12-6 baseball game. Mm-hmm. They couldn't score at all. So Cordell Patterson, you know, the guy that the Vikings gave up on as a wide receiver and returner in the Raiders, once again, it's one of these guys where Bill Belichick turns him into a running back and kick return. He gets big returns, and he's you know, has 15-yard gains as a running back. And then Tom Brady talks about how he got a great night on defense from Adrian Claiborne, who probably had his best game of the year, came up with a key sack against Rodgers there in the fourth quarter, and how they went in after that Aaron Jones fumble in the fourth quarter and started running trick plays to spice up their offense and go up by two touchdowns. Here's Tom Brady.
You know, we did a good job taking care of the ball tonight, and the defense was really after it. I mean, they had some chances, and they got the ball on the one fumble and made a big play. And it came down to a turnover, and we ended up taking advantage. And anytime we can win the turnover advantage, especially at home, I'm sure the record's pretty good in our favor if we could do that. And we got it tonight, so it was great.
55-yarder to Gordon. Yep. Edelman put his hands up.
Yeah, it usually goes to him, and the corner just flew up on the fake. And I just saw Josh, so I threw it, and Julian thought I missed him.
Right.
And Josh made a great catch and run. So it's a big play in the game. We needed it, a big play like that, and they got aggressive. And, you know, we had some big plays tonight. We didn't have, you know, like the 4-yard, 7-yard first down. It was a lot of big plays, which, you know, they took some chances. You know, we took some chances, and we came out ahead.
So that's Brady telling you that Packers number 26, Rashad Breeland, bit on the fake on Julian Edelman, and there's Josh Gordon running down the left sideline all alone, big number 10, another one of these rejects, you know, guy from the Browns. That now, you know, you take that athlete, send him down the field, and 55-yard ball down the field. And Tremont flailing to try and bring him down from the safety position. It's just, you know, you shake your head.
Yeah. They were able to run the ball really well with James White. I thought early on in the ball game, I was watching Oren Burks kind of spy James White. James White ends up going out with the injury, but nevertheless, I mean, he, you know, we thought he would be their number one weapon coming in, and early on in this ball game, he was.
But you know, they also used him for these trick plays too. We asked him about this double pass from Tom Brady to Julian Edelman that goes back to White, and you know, Edelman was a guy who played some quarterback in college. How come the Packers never use Randall Cobb on that play? He's supposed to be like the, you know, the emergency backup quarterback. They never let Cobb throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
And James White talked about those trick plays last night.
It was just a great play call at the perfect time. And Tom threw it to Julian. Julian threw it to me. It's a perfect play. Offensive line did a great job of selling and getting down the field and blocking. Our defense has been playing great all year. You know, they're working hard trying to get us turnovers. And when they get turnovers, we got to turn them into touchdowns. And that was a big play by Lawrence Guy getting that, you know, stripping the ball from that guy, and it gave us a lot of momentum.
Hey, Mike, how was Bill Belichick last night? Did he smile after the win?
You know, Belichick gets ripped, you know, for having these short answers and we're on to Cleveland and those kinds of things. But actually, I've been, you know, watching some of his press conferences the last couple of weeks leading up to this Sunday night football game, and he's actually had some pretty good explanations. Frankly, better than the ones we're getting in Green Bay. But, you know, he said, look, it's a tight 17-17 game. They respected Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and they had, maybe they didn't have long sustained drives, but they had two or three big plays, and they pulled some trick plays out of their bags, and they got the win after a sluggish night in Buffalo on Monday Night Football.
You know, I was really proud of the team today. I thought we competed hard. Green Bay's a good football team. Talked all week about how difficult they are to prepare for and to play against, and they were. They certainly gave us a number of problems in a number of areas, but you know, we battled through it. We were able to make enough plays. Got a couple of plays there in the third quarter. You know, they had us on the run a little bit. Lawrence Guy's fumble was a big play for us. The recovery was a big scrum there, but we were able to come out with the ball and then made a couple of plays. You know, offensively, the throwback, and you know, that was those two touchdowns in the fourth quarter were pretty big. So. But defensively, I thought we played good complementary football. We had good field position in the kicking game. Ryan, Steve had good nights for us. Proud of the way the guys came back after a tough game in Buffalo Monday night. And, you know, Aaron made a couple throws there to Valdez. I mean, they were just unbelievable plays. We were all over them, and one on the sideline and one on the over route that I don't know how the coverage could have been much better than what it was. And, you know, just being a great player that he is, he made great throws there, made a great throw on the post. We're in blitz coverage, so, you know, those are the kind of plays you got to live with, you know, when you play the Packers, Coach McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers and the receivers that they have. But just kept battling, kept fighting, and like I said, really proud of the way the guys hung in there and just competed tonight.
He points to, obviously, the fumble. That was the turning point of the game in this one.
It was. Bill, Mike McCarthy walked past me just after we got into the Packers locker room, and I would say he was about the most distressed I've seen him. There was one time back in, was it 2009, October 5th, 2009, and the Packers played the Vikings with Favre there for the first time, and Favre won the game.
Mm-hmm.
And McCarthy looked really upset. Like, you know, he kind of lost his grip. Like, oh, you know, I could not, this is not a game I could have lost. How did I lose that one?
Right.
And Mike has even said a couple of years ago, that he said somebody asked him about his job security 2 or 3 years ago when things were actually rolling pretty good. He said, you know, it's funny. He says, we came off a tough road loss, and the next morning I'm coming into the facility at 5:30 in the morning, got my cup of coffee there. He says, and I use my key card and it doesn't work. And I'm thinking they're already telling, you know, they've already fired me. That was 2 or 3 years ago. So it's always in the back of his mind. Now, last night he was pretty shook up. He gets into his press conference, and there's about three people in there. There's a lot of people from Wisconsin, but he chooses to go to that podium just as we're getting in the locker room, and we got to get these players before they get on the bus. So he looks around at an empty press conference, only answered four questions, and this was his answer to the Aaron Jones fumble on the first play of the fourth quarter?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a big play in the game. You know, the score is, you asked the question. But, you know, really that was a turning point. They made the key plays at the end there, and we obviously did in the fourth quarter. So we need to be better.
And that's all he had to offer.
That was it. Yeah. It's...
I mean, compared to Bill Belichick?
Right. No, I get it. All right, I completely get it. Let's do this, Mike. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. A lot more of Mike Clemens, who is live inside or in New England. We'll talk with him when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
By up around the line of scrimmage one more time.
Rodgers deep down. To the 15-yard line, beats Jason McCourty.
I told him at halftime, I'm going to come back to you. And sure enough, on that first drive, they brought empty pressure. We picked it up and hit him for a big play that kind of got us back in the game, went on to score a touchdown. But again, you know, to your point, the frustrating thing is that it's like great drive, you know, sputter, spin our wheels, great drive, you know, three and out, no consistency.
The Michaels Show continues. Aaron Rodgers talking about, you know, the offense that has sputtered at times and been problematic. Hasn't necessarily worked out the way they wanted it to. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Michael, you know, Aaron Rodgers brought up the obvious, and you're talking about an offense that's number four in total yards and down the list somewhat when it comes to points on the board. They just can't get it done inside the red zone.
You can't give the New England Patriots 5 points that either turn the ball over or let them. I mean, first of all, you defer the kick again. And when you defer the kick at the start of the game, that means your defense is supposed to get a stop. But instead, Josh Jones gets another penalty, number 27. He's offside. You know, with the new kickoff rules, you're not supposed to, you know, run out ahead of the kicker. You wait until the ball's in the air and you take off. He gets called for offsides. Cordero Patterson gets a 36-yard return, and you give Tom Brady the ball first and 10 at the 41. They march down the field, 7-0 New England. Okay, fine. So the Packers get the ball back, and Aaron Jones is slicing up the middle, 5 yards, 6 yards, 9 yards. Then you get down to the goal-to-goal at the 9. And you and I were tweeting back and forth about this. How did they get a delay a game and had it move back to the 14?
Right.
And end up having to settle. Aaron Rodgers was taking a knee and he was tying his shoe. His shoe had come off in the previous play. So he was taking the longest time. And meanwhile, the play clock is rolling. And he gets up, calls a quick huddle, and then they end up with a delay a game. I don't know if they picked that up on the TV or not. That was strange, nevertheless. Aaron Rodgers is the master of getting a free play. He gets a release. Lance Kendricks is down there. Maybe he could have caught that ball. Good deflection from Patrick Chun. But that's a missed touchdown there. And then Jermaine Whitehead. This isn't the first time for this guy. But, you know, he gets pushed by the Patriots center. He comes back with, you know, a right cross to the guy's face mask. And he gets ejected from the game. Personal foul. So you start doing things like Robert Tonyan, who's a nice backup tight end. He's trying to make a play on special teams. He ends up getting a roughing the kicker. The Packers could have had the ball. You put the ball back in Tom Brady's hands. It's just time after time that you're giving the ball away and making mistakes. And, of course, the big one is Aaron Jones, first play of the fourth quarter, goes through the line. Lawrence Guy, the former Packer, makes a really nice punch out of the football. Patriots recover. We talked to Aaron Jones at his locker.
Just a good defensive play. I don't recall clearly, but I mean, it's a good defensive play. Looking at it on replay, just punched the ball out. It's my mistake. I'll correct it, and I'm happy to be here.
How do you just bounce back from that?
You just got to shake it off and move on to the next play. No, that's not me, and just shake it off. Everybody makes mistakes and keep moving.
I get it. Everybody makes mistakes. You got to keep moving. I mean, he's absolutely right, but you know, again, we're talking about an offense that kind of shot themselves in the foot, you know?
There's some people that think that Brian Gutekunst trading Ty Montgomery, and it's just because he made a selfish decision to return that ball against the Rams,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't have that. And you know, Goodikin says there's other things too. I can only guess what some of those are, but others also thought that, and this forces McCarthy to run Aaron Jones. You know, you get this guy on the field. Stop going to 88. Or worrying about, you know, balancing the carries or whatever. But, you know, Aaron Jones, I think there's been some concerns about ball security, and that comes to fruition last night. So it comes down to one play with Ty Montgomery not giving Aaron Rodgers the ball with 2 minutes left to play in L.A. last weekend at the Coliseum. And then last night, this fumble. And then it just seems like the Packers' offense falls apart, and Aaron Rodgers talked about that.
Yeah, it's frustrating. 27-26 against the Rams with a chance to go down the field again and put the game away. And then 17-17, you know, switching ends there, you know, inside their 40, already in field goal range to take the lead. And, you know, Jonesy's had a really nice year for us. So, you know, that one play obviously doesn't lose the game, but it's plays like that by all of us, myself included, that have just hindered us from finishing games out. You know, I say it all the time. Every year you have to learn how to win again. And we have to learn how to win on the road. You know, we've lost four road games. We haven't lost at home. You know, we've tied, but we haven't lost at home. But we've played two great teams who could be considered, although the Rams lost today, two of the top teams in the NFL in their respective conferences. And we had a chance to win both games.
He's right. They just haven't been able to win on the road. They haven't been able to beat the good teams. I mean, that's where you start to look at this team and you start to say, okay, where are your flaws? Your flaws are, you know, if you want to be considered elite, you got to beat the elite, and you're not doing it.
To me, Bill, the go-to guy in the Packers locker room right now who looks you square in the eye and tells you straight is Davante Adams, who had six catches last night, the one touchdown, but the longest only 10 yards. You know, these teams are going to shut down 17. And that's why Aaron has to scramble and figure out who's going to throw to a backup. And he doesn't seem to be getting Randall Cobb involved. But, you know, ask Davante Adams, how much did the Aaron Jones fumble kill whatever momentum the Packers offense had going into, you know, after three quarters?
I mean, obviously it was the timing of it wasn't great. But, I mean, it's like any other game. It's a million other times to make plays. So, I mean, you can look at one play and, you know, it could have helped us, obviously. But definitely, it wasn't something that lost the game for us. But, yeah, it was, I mean, that's all I got.
After some long, sustained drives, those last final drives, it looked like it was hard to get in sync or get something going. Was New England doing something differently on defense at the end of the game?
No, like I said, it was just different. I mean, it's tough to make them respect the run when we're down two scores late in the game. I mean, it just kind of limits you a little bit. So I guess that, you know, as far as what we were able to do based on how much time and the situation of the game, it kind of hindered us a little bit.
Go ahead, Mike.
The part that I don't understand that's going on right now, Bill, is this. What happened to the team where Aaron Rodgers came out of the tunnel and came back and put up three to beat the Bears at Lambeau Field?
Right.
You know, got hot in the fourth quarter. Who is this team, the Green Bay Packers, if there's 7 or 8 minutes left in the game? These ridiculous three and outs. Like, you know, you're down by 7. Now you're down by 14 on the road at Gillette Stadium on Sunday Night Football. And your first play is a handoff to Aaron Jones, and he gets, you know, tackled behind the line of scrimmage for a minus one. And then you spread it out, and then Aaron Rodgers has to throw a check down pass. You get 2 yards. And so once again, you're 3rd and 8, you're 3rd and 9. Rodgers is in the shotgun. It takes forever. They snap the ball, and he's running around and scrambling and about to get sacked, and he's trying to make something off a broken play. It's like, where's the play calling at that point? Where's the plan? Where's the package when you got 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter? That's the part I don't get, and I asked the left tackle, David Bakhtiari, about that.
I think, you know, it's all comes down to situational football, you know. Given the game, given the time left on the clock, you know, certain things that we have to go to. You know, when they go up by 14, we got to make sure we close the gap, make sure we have some time left on the clock.
I mean, that's not much of an answer, I guess, right?
So this is the answers that we're getting. But, you know, you're looking guys in the eye, and, I mean, it's there's obviously all kinds of finger-pointing going on. There's some kind of stink in the locker room, and nobody's quite – because they've got some talent. They've got some players
right
here. You got a running back in Aaron Jones. You got an exciting young receiver in Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You got a pro like Davante Adams. You've got weapons. And the offensive line is doing okay, even though the log went down. I thought Spriggs did okay. But then you get beat by trick plays. You know, the Patriots that say, you know, our stuff might be getting a little stale. So they come up with a flea flicker. They come up with a double pass. And you're saying, oh, okay, so the Packers were tricked by that, right? And Tremont Williams said, no, we saw that all on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one thing about New England, man, they're going to empty out their tank. They're not, you know, they're here to win. They're going to empty out their tank. They're going to run whatever they have on that play sheet, whatever time it is in the game. I mean, I respect them for that because, you know, you're up 2 touchdowns. You also know you're going against another great quarterback. Let's win the game, man. We ain't trying to save the game. Let's win the game. So, and that's the way they play to win the game. So I respect that about them.
Would you do a spit take if you saw Aaron Rodgers throw to Randall Cobb and Randall Cobb throw to Davante Adams? I mean,
right.
And it's like there's no confidence with this offense that they could even execute a play with that. That's what the whole feeling is. You had a bunch of injuries last night. Bulaga leaving with the knee. Spriggs came in. Kevin King, another injury, this time a hamstring. He has to leave the game. Kentrell Bryce left with a knee. Now you're really starting to stress the secondary after you got rid of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix last week in the trade. Blake Martinez steps on Tom Brady's foot, twists his ankle, gets carted off, still comes back. And then why they put him in the game when they're down by 2 touchdowns? Because there's one play where the poor guy was limping to try and chase a ball carrier. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he actually left the game for a few plays. It looked like he was on the sidelines, maybe a groin or something. He did return to the game. So I talked to Mike Daniels. All those guys, you know, you're losing 4 or 5 guys in your secondary. That's got to be tough to keep your defense in line.
You know, we're heading to the middle of the season here, and everybody's banged up. They had it. Rock didn't play. Their starting right guard didn't play. I think Michelle didn't play. So everybody's beat up. You're playing against a dynasty right there, and they're a dynasty for a reason. You can't give them anything because they'll truly capitalize on it. You saw they capitalized on some on a lot of things tonight.
Mike, good stuff as always, and we'll chat again when you get back, okay?
Thank you, Billy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mike Clemens, NFL Serious Radio, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Take a quick break. Come back. Wrap things up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.